This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. Today's topic, the Jesse Long abduction story. That's correct, the Jesse Long abduction story. But before I get into that, I just wanted to point out a couple things that have been in the news lately. This Baker's Mayfield is a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And we have it here from Yahoo.com by Jeff Risden. It says, Baker Mayfield thinks he saw a UFO. Now, this is pretty significant. We have another celebrity case where there's been a UFO sighting, and they've been so impacted by it that they've made a comment on social media, and it's been a little bit interesting to see some of the backlash from that. It says, Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield raised some eyebrows with a Twitter post on Wednesday night claiming that he and his wife Emily believe they saw a UFO in the Texas night sky. Mayfield was almost 100% that they saw a UFO as they drove near their home in Austin. And the tweet says, this is from his account, it says, Baker Mayfield, almost 100%, M and I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky toward Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this? And then it says, based on some of the responses to the tweet, the Mayfields were not the only folks who saw something weird in the sky. It also brought out the conspiracy theorists and a ton of X-Files and Ancient Aliens memes. There has yet to be any official comment from the government agencies who identify the unidentified as weather balloons, aircraft tests, flights, or space debris. Don't forget drones. So there you have it. Baker Mayfield says him and his wife saw this object drop straight down over the sky back here by Lake Travis where he lives at in Austin. Now, I did a little bit of search on YouTube, and I did find out there have been UFO reports there in the past. I think there was one there in 2014. Sounded very similar to what Mayfield said that he saw. Now, I found something else that was important about this, and just kind of gives you a little bit of the idea of the zeitgeist that's going on with the UFO phenomena. You know, of course, you had, quite a few of sports commentators came out with their idiotic comments about Mayfield. You know, I don't know if they just get a debunking bonus check by doing this right on the fly or how it works, but I was pleased to see that Tom Brady, of course, many think the greatest of all time quarterback, came out with his own comment defending Mayfield. And I found this on USAtoday.com. Now, you can find these articles all linked at the website, UFOwarning.com. It says, Tom Brady had a hilarious response to Colin Cowherd being critical of Baker Mayfield's UFO sighting by Jim Rustling. And it says, late Wednesday night, Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield tweeted that he was almost 100% certain that he saw a UFO come out of the sky near Austin, Texas. Predictably, Fox Sports Talk radio host Colin Cowherd jumped on the opportunity to once again criticize Mayfield. Quote, I would prefer all the qualities of a franchise quarterback. I want to know your arm. Are you good pre-snap? Are you mobile? The ability to see UFOs in the off-season is nowhere near my top 10 qualifications, Cowherd said on The Herd. Then it goes on, it says, Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens. I would prefer my guys don't talk about it. Well, a few hours later, Brady dunked on Cowherd's assumption. How do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin? The seven-time Super Bowl winning quarterback tweeted Thursday. And you can go there and you can see a pretty hilarious, insightful tweet by the GOAT, Tom Brady, saying, how do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin? And I just, hats off to Tom Brady for standing up and debunking the debunker. You know, so many times when people attempt to have an intelligent conversation about something they've seen, such as a UFO, that's all it is, an unidentified object up there in the air. And then somebody has to come out with their idiotic comments debunking them. So happy to see Tom Brady come out and just put this person in their place, you know. Okay, now we'll move on here a little bit to this article I found about Jesse Long and the Jesse Long abduction. Now, I have a short video posted there as well, and it's kind of interesting. It shows him going through some hypnotic regression. That part's kind of disturbing. It talks about his lifetime, basically, of being abducted by aliens is from his viewpoint. And I found it, the whole story is a little disturbing and a little, well, it gets right into the high strangeness. Now, this article comes, says, Paranormal Zone X, and you can find it on there. Like I said, I have it linked at the website, ufowarning.com. It says, the Jesse Long alien implant, and it begins by saying, this footage is Jesse Long's account of his multiple UFO abductions since he was 5 years old. Jesse claims that an alien species implanted some sort of object within his left leg. While he is hypnotized, he relives the traumatic experiences he had while aboard a UFO. Actual footage is shown of Jesse being hypnotized and reliving the experiences he had. Footage of the medical procedure to remove the object within Jesse's Long's leg is also shown. As I said, I have the video linked there. It's really interesting. Jesse Long's story starts when he was just 5 years old. He claims that back in 1957, he was first abducted by alien beings, and these aliens conducted multiple tests on him. Some of the tests that were conducted were very painful and traumatic for Jesse, and these abductions became more and more horrific over time as Jesse grew older. Now, we do see that with a lot of these folks who have these repeat abduction stories. It seems as though these abductors, it's almost like the more they get away with, the more they try to get away with, and they frequently do become worse, more traumatic, and more painful as time goes on. He also stated they abducted his brother as well. Jesse says that most of his abductions would occur in a similar manner. The aliens would take Jesse down a long hallway and he would be placed on a flat table. He claims that some of the experiments were done on him were some form of sperm extraction. The sperm extraction was one of the most traumatic experiments and caused the most problems, Jesse states. He believes that he was forced to crossbreed with a female being of some sort. Jesse claims that a foreign object was placed within his body by the aliens, and this object remained in him for 34 years, and it caused him great pain. I believe he said that that was in his left leg along the shin bone. And we hear of these things, and a lot of times they're very made of strange materials. It's almost like they're operating at a quantum level, where we really can't understand them. To say like you're looking at something out of a cell phone or solid-state connection. These things are beyond anything known to people. Frequently, we hear about when these things are cut out of people, that the object actually tries to move away from the surgeon. It's almost as if it's being intelligently controlled. Now, the article continues. It says, Jesse claims that a foreign object was placed within his body by the aliens, and this object remained in him for 34 years, and it caused him great pain. Once the object was removed, it was accidentally broken in two pieces while it was being initially tested. You know, I almost think sometimes these things are designed to break. It's almost like it's like the Mission Impossible tape. You know, you listen to the tape and it burns up. So I'm not sure what exactly happened here, but yes, indeed, this thing did break in two. It says, once the object was removed, it was accidentally broken in two pieces while it was being initially tested. Some people claim the object is just a simple piece of glass, but testing on the object concluded a greater mystery. At the Southwest Research Institute in Texas, the object was closely analyzed, and according to the lab reports, the object revealed a very remarkable composition and exhibited unique surface characteristics that cannot be explained. The questions end up outnumbering the answers. It goes on and says, when the object was removed, Jesse Long believed that this object had everything to do with all his abductions. In 1990, Jesse Long was driving from California to New Orleans And then right outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico, on I-40, his car was lifted off the interstate. His car was lifted off the interstate and from some force and brought into a craft with him still in the car. He was placed on a table and he was presented with a baby and was told, "This is your child." There were 9 other children standing along the wall, and they all looked at Jesse, and he knew right away that they were all his children. Each child walked up to Jesse and touched him on his hand, and as they walked by him, they looked Jesse straight into his eyes. They walked out of the room, and Jesse felt that the message these children were giving him was, "We are okay, thank you." Jesse's big question that he would ask these aliens is, why him, and for what reason did they choose him? Thousands of these types of abductions are being reported every year throughout the world. Some people believe that a unified program is being conducted by psychologically exploitation by one species to another, a form of breeding with alien species on the human race. Well, this is a common thought I hear. We've heard for many abductees about this notion of a breeding program, and you know just exactly what the goal of this program would be. Would it be to replace humans? And you have to wonder, with all the terraforming that we're constantly told the planet's too warm, we're constantly told this is wrong with the planet, this has to be done. They seem to be awfully interested in our planet, and you wonder if what Jesse hasn't stumbled across here is some sort of human-alien hybrid breeding program, or maybe they are planning to replace humans at some point. Who knows? Now, I did try to find a little bit more information on the implant, which I was really interested in, but kind of came up on a dead end on this. I think this has been quite a few years ago with Dr. Lear, and a lot of this stuff, it seems like they do find that it's capable of receiving or transmitting radio signals, operating a very strange wavelengths, but it's almost like these things are so far beyond human technology that it's beyond the possibility of reverse engineering. Now, there was another article I wanted to look to briefly before we close here on this subject of Jesse Long, and this one also covers the breeding program aspect, and you can take a look at this. It's ufoac.com, and you can link there from the website ufowarning.com, and it says, Jesse Long, alien abduction. When many people deny the existence of extraterrestrials despite the presence of such diverse evidences, photos, videos, government reports, thousands and thousands of other people in the United States and around the world talk about horrific encounters with extraterrestrials. And this is a quote from Whitley Strieber. It says, when I was doing research to write my book, I met hundreds of people who had been abducted by aliens, but the story of one person in particular shocked me. His name is Jerry Long, and he claims to have been abducted multiple times, and since he was a child. The situations he describes are simply terrifying. If what Jesse says is true, then we all have a very amazing future ahead. Well, you know, I'm not so sure if I would call it amazing or if this is something that we should really be concerned about. This kind of reminds me of Tom DeLonge's reaction to when he said he saw this UFO evidence from the Defense Department, whatever, but he was so terrified about it he couldn't sleep for 3 days. But he's hopeful that everything will work out okay. You know, if your car is stuck on the tracks and you see a train coming, you're not hopeful that the train will stop. You do everything you can to get out of the car. That's kind of my take on this. And I mean, I hate to use such a literal translation, but it in a way does seem like the train's coming down the tracks. When we hear about people talk about these abductions and being forced to breed with what they describe as aliens and having just really extremely painful procedures done to them. Now, and this article has some pictures here of Jesse when he's a kid. It also has a picture of what he viewed as this whether it was an alien or alien hybrid that he was, that they had harvested his sperm for, basically. Now, the thing that they also point out here, that Strader points out, it says is that we have thousands and thousands of examples of people coming up with these cases, not just from the United States, but from all over the world. And I would say that that's true. I mean, this Jesse Long case is not the first person to come along and say that he felt like he was a part of an alien breeding program or that he'd had his sperm harvested. We had the case in Australia where the man felt like he was seduced by two alien hybrids we talked about. We've had many cases where we talked about this. Even cases where abductees just happened to be on board a ship and talked about how they saw what they viewed as alien-human hybrids in some sort of suspended animation on ships. This is something that probably deserves a little more investigation and a little more discussion. So often it seems like when we talk about things, well, like with the DeLong group and the promise of disclosure and this and that, it's almost as if they're approaching the whole subject is that it's only interstellar travel and it's only 3D beings and they're only here to help. When there's a lot of evidence showing that this stuff might not be interstellar, it might be interdimensional. These things might not just be alien, they might be some sort of non-human entity. And quite likely they're not here to help. And we can make that assumption that they're not necessarily here to help based on the total lack of empathy that they seem to have toward the victims. And some people will say, well, if they were so not empathetic, why would they bring the victims back? Well, it could be because they're tracking these people, or it could be because there's some larger paradigm at work here where they actually don't have the authority to take these people permanently. Although there's a good argument that some of these people that have gone missing in the national park system may have indeed been taken permanently. And by the way, the park system acts and the secretiveness and just the complete resistance to transparency makes you wonder, makes it appear, I will just say that, makes it believable that whatever these entities are, these things that, say, abducted Jesse Long, that these creatures, whatever they are, in some kind of collusion or cooperation with their own deep state government. Now, we've seen this from the whole 4 years that Donald Trump was in office, a supposed disruptor. Well, you've seen zero disclosure on UFOs, basically. We've gotten a little taste with the video from the pilots. But as far as real disclosure is concerned, you know, a grainy video is nothing. What we really need disclosure on is what is the agenda of these things. And when the agenda involves kidnapping and assault and sexual assault and rape, these are serious allegations and serious evidence being brought forward by abductees that for a long time I think people have been too afraid to talk about. They want to live in this whole kumbaya imaginary world where aliens are flower children. And Jesse Long gives us a little different perspective from that. That's what I think I like about his story and I find it interesting. I find a grain of truth to it. Just on the face of it, he seems to be pretty honest. How do we know? We don't know. But the thing with the implant is what really pushes me over the edge on that. Who's going to be able to bury that thing in their shin like that? It's just too strange. It deserves more investigation. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.